This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th. When I say December 7th, what do you think? I hope it's not cold. I hope it's not dig-out day from the blizzard.
Something very sad 75 years ago today.
Yeah. Cold and dig-out from the blizzard would be true, but December 7th, Otto bring to mind some heroism. And a day in which 3,500 Americans were killed or wounded as America was attacked in Pearl Harbor. Have you ever been to Pearl Harbor, Todd?
I have not.
Manny, how about you? Been to Pearl Harbor?
Never.
Rev, been to Pearl Harbor? It is a worthy trip if you ever get a chance. One, it's near Hawaii. It's in Hawaii. It's near an immense amount of beauty. So you can take in the historical significance of it, and then you can ponder that while you get some R&R on the beach. So it's not a bad place to have on your calendar. We took a number of listeners there a few years ago and really, really soaked it all in, enjoyed it very much. But we are thinking today of that solemn day without any question. I don't know why, and Todd, maybe you need to whack me upside the head or something, but for some reason, as I've seen this day coming here for the last couple of days, been thinking about it, I also was thinking about what happened on 9/11 and how many of, you know, the percentage of members of the military that joined after 9/11 was just unbelievable. I mean, right away, 9/11 caused people to say, I want to protect and defend the United States of America and sign up for the Guard, Reserve, active duty. That's heroism. That's walking into the fire while folks normally flee a fire, right? That's pretty incredible. And so think for a moment about that level of fortitude, that level of guts, that stock, if you will, of that kind of person that does that. And then this is where you're going to wrap me upside the head and maybe groan. And then think about two yahoos from Minnesota that find it necessary to rewrite the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside because they fear the 72-year-old song is sending the wrong message and is actually not a song about some playful romance at Christmas time, but rather a song about date rape. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, don't ask me why I've connected these two dots, because they seem to be a little, you know, the heroism, the somber recognition of what happened at Pearl Harbor, the Remembrance Day, what came after as a result of it. Wow. Incredible. How many more of our best and brightest were on trains, headed for ships, headed for overseas to defend this country because of what happened on that day? And the character, the timber, the stock, the, you know, the kind of people that do that compared to the things that people get worked up about today makes me very concerned for the future of this country. I don't think there's any way there cannot be a consequence for that. You guys think I'm crazy about that? Well, been dropped on my head.
Well, does that be about that, or could it be about something else? Or
could what be about something else? You lost me.
Maybe we already thought that, Scott. You never.
Oh, you already thought that, yeah.
I said maybe. Don't
make that into the cake.
Everybody's putting words in my mouth today. Knock it off.
Knock it off. All right.
teasing.
Donald Trump is Person of the Year according to Time magazine. And I noted that they said he was about to be president of the divided states of America. They couldn't help themselves. Insinuation, Donald Trump is the reason America is divided. I don't think so. I think Donald Trump is president because the United States of America is divided. And in two camps, they go very different directions. And now he's been handed the keys by an electorate that sees him as not a politician, as an accomplished business leader that maybe can drain the swamp and fix the mess. That's what the media will never get. They will never get. Who should be the person of the year in North Dakota, do you think? You have a pick for person of the year in North Dakota? Let me know. Please let me know. And what else have we got for you? I've heard mixed reports on what happened at Standing Rock in the middle of that blizzard. Some a suggestion that there was a lot of people that said, no, we're not getting on your bus, that there was enough of an exodus to the casino and to other places that there wasn't a lot of folks who took up the authorities on the offer for shelter. Then I heard later there was a request for National Guard help for some, and the request for some supplies. And I saw a lot of social media chatter last night saying, why would we do that? Why would we help? It's what we do. That's what we do. But I don't know if National Guard did it or not. I'm trying to check into that a little bit. We will. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, the weekly talk radio town. Also, your questions and comments for him. We have the first question already ready to go. And it pertains to the talk radio town hall. So we have that today as well. I want to know what's on your mind. If it's the Yahoos in Minnesota that want to rewrite Baby It's Cold Outside. You guys have heard about this, right? I'm not the only one that's seeing this and shaking my head in disgust. Am I? Or am I? I guess I am. They're not answering. They're too embarrassed to say they've not heard about it. I'm glad you haven't heard about it. Because it's poppycock, if you ask me. But it's real. It's there. Who should be North Dakota's person of the year, do you think? Who should be North Dakota's person of the year? And do you have a Pearl Harbor hero in your family? You got a connection to Pearl Harbor and the story some way? Please let us know so we do today remember that day, December 7th, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, 75th anniversary of the attack today. All right, let's go to Larry in Bismarck at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Larry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to nominate the law enforcement that's been dealing with the protests this year for Person of the Year for North Dakota.
There you go. Put law enforcement right there that have been not necessarily a name, although there are many I can think of, but just in general what they have done, that's a good one. That's the story of the year. There's no doubt in my mind. Dakota Access Pipeline protest started back in August. Some agitating before that. Definitely the story of the year, and so that could generate the person of the year. I like that. Good one, Larry. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Any other submissions, names, suggestions? Mike and Mandan, what do you think? Mike,
yeah,
are you there?
Mike from Mandan?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I nominate, I try people of the year, and that's law enforcement, Kyle Kirkmeyer, Sheriff Paul Laney, and Chief Jason Ziegler. They work to keep Morton County and Mandan safe, and it was just dumped on their laps, and they did their best to keep them safe diplomatically and effectively. Sheriff Paul Laney didn't have to do what he did, but he did, and I'm very, very impressed with law enforcement in general because they went above and beyond to make sure, even when it was, people were going against them and the social media was against them. Kyle Kirkmeyer and Paul Laney and Chief Jason Ziegler stood up, stood tall, stood proud, and did the best for their constituents and their constituency and their residents, looking out for Morton County first and foremost. That's who I think should be person of people of the year.
Yeah, good point, Mike. Thanks for the contribution. David in Fargo, what's on your mind? Are you there, David? David, one more try. Are you there, David in Fargo? All right, Brad Minot, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to nominate for person of the year Governor Jack Dalrymple. He has shown tremendous cowardice and absolute unwillingness to do what needs to be done there. So it's a case and good reference point to learn how not to be a leader.
A little tongue-in-cheek contribution to the person of the year list there based on your criteria, Brad. Got it. All right, appreciate the call. Addie in Standing Rock. We haven't heard from Addie for a while, so looking forward to catching up with her to get her thoughts on where we find ourselves in that situation. Bill in Williston, Dean in New Rockford. Call us, 800-228-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you. Glad you're tuned in on the program today on this December 7th, historic day, 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. John Trandum is a friend of mine and sent me a note. I'm going to actually post this story that was in the Star Tribune. He said it was a story of his paternal grandmother's first husband from Minnesota who died on the Arizona. And said today is always a time of contemplation for him, as had that event not happened, she would have never married his grandfather, and he would not be here. So thanks for talking about it today. His grandma died 7 years ago. He said they talked about it every year on this day. And that's something. Stories about a heart that still aches for a dad lost at Pearl Harbor. Post that on Facebook for you. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Be Mobile. That Be Rewarded program is creating quite a buzz because of how much hassle it takes out of holiday shopping. And when you're a member of the Be Rewarded program, which, by the way, is for everybody, anybody can sign up. You get special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday and more, and my personal favorite, exclusive weekly offers throughout December. Good deals, really good deals, like Black Friday every week. So join Be Rewarded. Find a location near you and learn more about it at bemobile.com/be rewarded. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno locations in North Dakota. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at Be Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Addie from Standing Rock, back on our Newsmaker line. Addie, how have you been?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been trying to get on for a week now, but I'm glad I didn't. First of all, I want to thank the good Lord, the Great Spirit, for sending in this blizzard because it was the shutdown. And this all has to go back to the Chinupa ceremony that was performed at this 212 inaugural for this council. It was a pipe ceremony that is considered to be very sacred by the traditionalists that are totally the major population here on Standing Rock. And at that time, the traditionalists thought that, my goodness, how wonderful. We're going back to the traditional way of governing our people because they have been so entrenched by the Charlie Murphy administration for eight consecutive, well, not consecutive years, but this Murphy has been a chairman for 8 years and has really brought down the economy and the prosperity of the people. So they thought, well, wonderful how it is that we're going to have a different type of a governmental system. But this tribal council really mocked this Tanupa, and they were warned two times by a traditionalist and three times to Chairman Archambault that the mockery has to stop or something horrible is going to take place on Standing Rock. And this is the result of what you're seeing, and this resulted in this paramilitary standoff. But what I want to tell I want to address the Tribal Council right now with Dave Archambault on behalf of the people of Standing Rock. As an executive director for the Lakota Advocates for Human and Civil Rights since 1982, representing Reginald Bird Horse, Joseph A. Walker, Joe C.C. Elk, and Daniel Defender. These people, these founders of the Lakota Advocate, have families living out there, and they stand for what their forefathers have stood for, and this was peace and harmony. But what I want to tell Dave is that you are no longer credible, and you need to step down because you've got Chase Iron Eyes coming on the video last night stating that he's not listening to you, that he's going to continue this fight. You know, the words fight, war, battle are being used by Allard used the word war. Donna Allard used the word war, and then Chase is using a fight. Well, I thought this was supposed to be peaceful and prayerful. I mean, fight and war and battle have no place in peace and.
So, do you give Chairman Dave Archambault any credit that at the 11th hour now he's telling these protesters to leave?
Because see, as a sovereign nation, and I can't believe that. Well, Rush Limbaugh called him incompetent, and I took opposition to that because, I mean, to be called incompetent nationwide for our chairman, it kind of bothered me because it should be internal. But the fact is, not only is the chairman Archambault incompetent, the whole council is incompetent. They don't listen to their people. I don't know why the veterans didn't come onto the reservation and interview the people, because they're deplorable living conditions. But I want to go ahead and address the chairman, and because they, I don't know if the people decide to get rid of them, I don't know what they're going to do, because they're so afraid of reprisals. You see, the council has really done a lot on reprisals just to keep their evil corruption going on in the tribal council. But I'm so thankful that this whole thing took place, because this will teach all the 567 federally recognized tribes that they better do something right, because I hope that President Trump will make these councils responsible. But before, I need to address the council now. I put on my Facebook, and I'm going to read it. Dave Archambault and the tribal council will now have to address a series of severe consequences that have been critically severed by not following their tribal constitution mandate under Article, now take this down, Mr. Hannon, Article 5, Section 1A, and read it, because I don't have time to read it now. And it's failure to complete the Integrated Resources Management Plan, called the IRMP, afforded under President Clinton's Executive Order 12898 in 1994. For starters, this is what the council needs to do. 1. Mending the broken ties with the state of North Dakota in its government-to-government capacity. 2. The discrimination that will be faced by the tribal membership when they shop or conduct their businesses, and they had nothing to do with this protest. 3. Blatant racial slurs and physical confrontations, because we don't have control over people's actions. 4. Unwanted arrest, unwarranted arrest. 5. Unfair hearings and or trials. 6. Internet recommended boycotting of tribal businesses on Standing Rock, inclusive of the casinos.
Addie, hang on a second, if you would. I don't know how many more you have on your list beyond 6, but we'll let you finish on the other side of the break, and some good advice for the Tribal Council of Standing Rock. Merlin and Fargo, Bill and Wollaston, Fred and Wynn coming up too. Don't go away.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today by our friends at MyPillow. I don't know what's funny about MyPillow.
Festive music yet.
Well, that's all we play is festive music.
Well, I know, but I mean, that's even more festive.
Of course. That's right. Thanks, Herb Albert. Love Herb Albert. Best premium offer ever. And with a good night's sleep and some festive Christmas music, life is really good. So get the pillow, listen to the music, and you're good to go. So here's the deal. The four-pack special is $99.98. Now, this is perfect for Christmas gift-giving. And you can let the person that gets the gift know, hey, sleep on that baby until March 1. And if you don't like it, send it back. The money-back guarantee has been extended into March. No kidding. 800-506-9028 is a toll-free telephone number, or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. And again, four pillows, under $100. Two premium, two go-anywhere pillows, great deal. And one of our listeners said, I bought my MyPillows, use the promo code Scott, they are great. I was stuck for 15 hours in the Minneapolis airport after the new year, and my go-anywhere MyPillow saved my neck and gave me the rest I needed in the airport. Thanks for promoting a great American product. Thank you. Back on What's on Your Mind, 27 before the top of the hour. Talking Person of the Year today. We're talking Pearl Harbor today. We're talking the way forward on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and the dig out, the cleanup from the blizzard. I-94 is now open everywhere. I-29 is now open everywhere. The only road closures remaining in North Dakota right now are 52 between Carrington and McCluskey. A little bit of, is that 41 that's north of Washburn there? Or just a little west of Washburn, just a little stretch there as well, north of Center, just one stretch that connects with 52. That's it. There's still a lot of, obviously, difficult traveling conditions and scattered ice and whatnot. So there's, some concerns on traveling. You're not having normal driving conditions by any stretch, with the exception of right around Wahpeton. And actually, at 29 south of Fargo is pretty much clear to the border. And that southeast corner of North Dakota is clear. Everywhere else has some issues, but it's a lot better than it was yesterday. So I want you to know that. Okay, back with Addie from Standing Rock, and then in this order, up next is the Bill and Williston, Merlin and Fargo, Fred and Wing, and Rick and Mandan. Other questions today on What's on Your Mind? Congressman Kramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So Addie, these are items that you believe are very necessary for the Standing Rock Tribal Council to address. You were at number six before. Repeat number six.
Okay. Is internet recommending boycotting tribal businesses on Standing Rock inclusive of the casinos. We have two casinos, Perry Knights and Grand River.
Yeah, and you're saying that hey, Standing Rock leaders, you own this. If there is an internet boycott of casinos that derive income to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, this shows your poor leadership. That's what you're saying.
Piss poor.
Yeah, that word too.
I'm sorry, what I use. But I use PI $$.
Yeah, I heard it the first time. I got it loud and clear. Okay, so number seven.
Internet recommended boycotting of Native American made products. Can you imagine it? I mean, this is totally on. That's what this leadership did, so-called leadership. Okay, that's eight. Would be gross pollution of the Missouri River banks, contaminated by protesters' excrement and debris because the porta potties were always full, so they had to go somewhere. But I don't know why they chose the river banks. Okay, now nine would be internet expressed fear of protesters' reprisals that were created by the Soros-paid writers, professional agitators, and urban Native American Earth Justice trained and or influence activists. I understand this Earth Justice who brought in Hanoi Jane. I can't remember her last name, but she's an actress.
Yeah, Jane Fonda. Yep.
Oh yeah. Anyway, they call her Hanoi Jane, and the influence activists had been training these young Indian reservation how to go ahead and interfere into our daily lives. Anyway, monitoring and preventing other types of protests that might occur outside the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Reservation. And last, assessing the post-impact will have on the tribal membership. And these are just a few of the long list of consequences that need immediate addressing.
Is it possible to have a complete fresh start in a new council? I mean, could that happen?
Well, I think that Dave Archambault should step down and have the vice chairman, give the vice chairman an opportunity to show his, show his leadership. Because you've got some pretty, there are some, there's some councilmen that are not swayed. I don't know. I can't think of either one of them, any one of them, but because of what has happened, and they are supposed to be sovereign nations within a nation with a document right in front of them, the tribal constitutions, which half of them don't even know anything about it. They don't read it.
Right. And
let me just say this, my dear. The only way that Standing Rock is going to get a good start is to get the reversal of the curse, the Chinupa curse. The traditionalists have a...
Didn't that happen back on the 26th? Wasn't that the plan?
Needs to be nationwide. I mean,
oh, I see.
Reservation-wide. It's
right.
Got to happen because the evils are still present. Chase Iron Eyes is leading a pack now to oppose the chairman's directive to leave. And that just means that chairman is no longer effective. He's no longer credible. Nobody's going to listen to him.
Well, Addie, we are looking forward to meeting you next week in Bismarck and spending some more time. But I think the letter that you shared with us today is an important step in the way forward. Some work to be done on getting this to wind down. But you've been a great voice of reason through this whole thing. So thank you for calling today. I look forward to more conversations next week.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. And it's an education every time she calls, isn't it? Unbelievable. Addie from the Standing Rock, and for those of you that missed it, Addie is part of a council that helped connect tribal leaders like herself and elders with the government that ran under Dave Archambault and assisted them. There was a pact, if you will, and now they have recognized that Chairman Archambault And the council have not done what they said they were going to do. So they've gone public with their concerns about this and are active in trying to get change. So it's a good thing. And at no small price to do something like that. So pretty extraordinary. Bill in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I'll tell you what, Addie's got some good information that she puts out. That's always nice to hear. I'd like to thank you for the information that you put out in the news. I'm sure I'm not the only one that appreciates everything that's being done here through you guys and the news you put out from North Dakota. With that being said, I'd like to nominate you, Scott, for the North Dakota Person of the Year.
Yes, that's very kind of you. Very kind of you. Not the person for it. I'm just, you know, what am I doing? I'm just facilitating a conversation, so I don't know that that's worthy of
it. Well, it is worthy because you're giving everybody information that they need out here that they wouldn't get in any other way. So,
Scott, did you say you're not the person for it?
Yeah, I don't think I'm the person for it. What I would go along with Bill is to say that that I think of voices like yours and others that stand up to the drivel that's in much of the media and the narrative we're fed that we're supposed to believe that we actually aren't afraid to dig a little deeper, dig into it, and get a fresh perspective. I mean, collectively, this audience is just awesome. That's the power of what we do here with What's On Your Mind is, bring people of like mind together, common sense folks that roll up their sleeves and figure out how to solve things. And to the extent that I, orchestrate that a little bit in a fashion as a host of the show, I appreciate the compliment. But all of you and the way of thinking are the big winners here for sure. So that's very kind of you, though, Bill. Thank you.
You bet. You guys have a great day, and just put his name down there for me. So,
all right, Bill. I don't doubt Todd will. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Merlin and Fargo.
Did.
You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Fargo. I have a great idea on how to recover some of the cost to the state of North Dakota from this protest. Are you ready for this one?
Lay it on us.
All right. You bring in three of the world's largest car crushers. They build them in Huron, South Dakota. You set up these car crushers, declare a drop-dead day, January 1st. This place is closed, and we're seizing all your vehicles. And you just pick them up with a giant loader, drop them into this car crusher, and they come out as a little cube at the end, and you sell the cube as scrap metal because they're, a car is worth $500 to $1,000 in basic metal cost. Then you film the whole thing as a giant commercial for those Huron car crushers, how effective they are. And you get rid of all the vehicles in one shot, and those people will bail out of there instantly.
Yeah. Sorry to say, if the deadline or the threat of scares them off, then there wouldn't be any vehicles to crash. But either way, you win, right? So either they leave or you have the vehicle. So what do you think that raises, your little fundraiser here?
I don't know how many vehicles are over there, but, everybody's driving cars these days. And that would move all those Standing Rock protesters from standing to walking.
Yeah.
No car.
Rather interesting, and I wonder how much of that there's been. I mean, I noticed back when the big bridge battle happened, they were burning vehicles, their own vehicles, painting spray painting them, doing all kinds of things. So they're not afraid to, I guess, forget the vehicles behind. But anyway, a creative idea, Merlin. I'm guessing you're going to have a hard time selling elected leaders and law enforcement on that, but I think any idea to try and wind this down and clear things out and get back to...
And make Scott Person of the Year.
Lawful protest.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to call you Santa Vince because you have a few ideas on what would make this Christmas the best ever. What do you have from Old Hudson?
How about a pool table in your basement? We can get it set up for the holidays. And really is a gift that that keeps giving the whole year. It's great for family gatherings, friend gatherings, or even, you know, you can play pool by yourself. That's the beauty of it. Also, shuffleboard's a fun game. Some people, unfortunately, are intimidated by pool. Well, shuffleboard, anybody can be good. Anybody can win. And it's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like playing poker. You start playing at 8 o'clock at night, pretty soon it's 3 a.m. and you got to go to bed. It's literally that much fun, and we have them in stock. We can get it in your basement, in your game room before the holidays.
Carson Wentz has them. You should too. Get in the game with an Olhausen pool table, shuffleboard table, and for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for 1 year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Person of the year, let us know at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Tomorrow I'm off. Actually, I have a little corporate duties for our Flight Family Media Operation. I have a little sales retreat later today through tomorrow, so I will not be here tomorrow, but Pat Finken will be here along with Todd, so you'll be in good hands as always. Let's get to these calls here that have been waiting to weigh in. Fred in Wing. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, lots of things this morning. Happy Pearl Harbor Day, if you can call that a happy thing. But I'm going to give you my vote, too, for Man of the Year, along with Kyle Kirkmeyer. I think they should be two people voted that way for North Dakota. But the most pressing thing on my mind today is a storm. And I like to, I just like to hold my phone up to the window just for a second here. Just listen to this.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear that.
Could you hear that? Not really. It just sounded a little on the windy side.
Yeah, it's really blowing up here yet. It's drifting so bad the storm is not over here, not by wing. We couldn't drive down the road if we tried yet. I don't get this. I guess maybe we were the only ones that got hit by the storm, but I can't see anything being over. And as far as sending the National Guard to the camp down there, I think it should be sent out to these farmers. We got 15-foot drifts. Our tractors are drifted in. Our cattle are covered up. The town of McCluskey's covered up. The town of Goodrich is covered up. Wing's covered up. Regan's covered up. It is really, really bad out here, and I guess Christmas shopping is pretty important, but I don't think this storm is over yet, not in the central part of the state.
Yeah, I think, obviously, it's not a blizzard warning anymore, but the aftermath is still there, and, you know, as we said, there's still some areas where travel is difficult, roads are open, but I think that's all.
If I was to give you a warning right now, I would say we're still in at least a ground blizzard. We can only see about 300 to 400 feet, and I would not want to venture out on the road yet, and, well, we can't, because, like I said, I believe that this storm here, I was there for the one in 66, and I saw how much snow it moved. And this one is very comparable to that 66 blizzard in the amount of snow that was moved. I mean,
what did you get there? What did you get there?
We had 20 inches before, the week before, and then I think we got, who knows, it was blowing when it started snowing yesterday, the other day on Monday night. And it's been blowing ever since, and I think it snowed most of the time. So,
the second round, I've heard some reports of 20. There were some that were 20. Carrington was like 16 inches. So there were definitely pockets again. And Fred, good point. I hope folks just recognize that we're not out of the woods yet, and be
Kinsler
careful.
Kinsler 19 for what it's worth. I guess that was one of
Kinsler
the higher
19?
Ones I heard. Yep.
Yeah. Texter said, give a shout out to the ranchers taking care of their cattle, no matter how bad the livestock have to be fed. Just got done feeding 750 head on our ranch south of Sawyer. A little blustery. Yeah, so absolutely a shout-out to those folks. We couldn't agree anymore. Rick and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Real well, thank you. I'd like to address the December 7th, the memories that we're having about the Day of Infamy now. And my son-in-law was a military vet that went to Iraq and served in the invasion, probably there. And I'd like to look at the truth and the inconsistency now with the vets protesting at Standing Rock. It's just, they took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against foreign and domestic enemies. And I realize that oath is not necessarily applicable after they retire, but there are so many things in this protest that are just fundamentally inconsistent. I mean, this whole idea of everything is trespassing. Who cares what treaty applies? It's all trespassing, and that's against the Constitution. And I just don't agree that there's no way that vets can be on both sides of that issue.
It's America. You're gonna, you can round up folks that believe about anything. I don't think that group represents more than a blip. I don't think they speak for vets. I mean, you got some people, and they were even trying to find vets with PTSD to include in that group and increase their numbers. I mean, give me a break. So I hear you there, Rick. But don't hold out the views of a few for the larger group of veterans. But I take your point.
The head of the veterans, the North Dakota Veterans Group, he came out, made a video, and basically made the same point. I mean, I agree. I'm not gonna deny anybody freedom of speech, because then I'd be against the Constitution. But I think the point is made, and I'll probably call in next hour when Congressman Kramer is on.
Well, please do. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about treaties. I got a great letter that discusses that treaty. That's a bit bogus too. I want to get to Kenny, who's calling from the 14th floor of the Empire State Building. And evidently was on our trip. Did we leave you behind, Kenny, or what happened?
Yeah, I think I should have taken the elevator, Scott. My goodness, there's a lot of stairs there.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. Well, you want me to send a rescue boat?
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's a lot of inside jokes if you're one of the lucky 70 that went along. But, hey, you know, we just had a great time. And I know people have been calling in and, you know, and on Facebook saying, you know, oh, I wish we could have gone. And you did miss something special. And we used to be one of those that couple, you know, several years we've been wanting to go, but we've always had another trip planned. And when you first announced New York, I sent a text to my wife and I said, you want to go? And she was like, yes, you know. So great trip. We had a fantastic time.
Thanks for saying that. Appreciate it. And really enjoyed the time with listeners. Really, it's special. It's fun doing this every day, but then to spend some time on a trip is really cool. So thanks, Kenny.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Arrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc grippers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 60 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.